Om Jnanadhimadannasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
It's kind of Silicon Valley is listed here in this authorized book that we received from the BBT. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. When we ask ourselves, how does the representative of Srila Vyasadeva walk in this world, we can only answer, exactly as you have walked, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Dwaipayana Vyasadeva accepts anxiety and inconvenience simply to benefit and reclaim the souls who have fallen into illusion, Maya. He divides and repackages the Vedic message to attract the people of Kali Yuga and save them from suffering. Today we worship you as the perfect representative of Srila Vyasadeva because we see how you have followed his path by compiling your beautiful books perfectly in line with his teachings so that people of Kali Yuga might achieve the ultimate benefit. While going door to door to sell your books, following your instructions to do good for others, we know that we are perfectly following the path of Vyasadeva. The apartments and homes that we approach are basically containers in which people keep their things, food, pets, plants, clothes, pictures, furniture, electronics, family members, and so on. Inside, they cook, eat, read, watch television, work before computer screens, talk on the telephone, sleep, and breed. Many houses are so full of junk that it is difficult to understand how the occupants can move about inside. Some residences emit disgusting odors. Others have porches strewn with cigarette butts or old newspapers that nobody ever bothers to pick up. Others have dogs inside that bark, growl, and jump up on the inside of the front door when we knock. Still, other dwellings are neat and tidy, but these are rare. Some homes are like small palaces with swimming pools, tennis courts, sprawling lawns, well-kept gardens, and luxurious entryways. However, regardless of the state of these lodgings, Srila Prabhupada, we know that unless they contain at least one of your books, every home is no better than an oversized jail or a gigantic coffin. Lord Brahma says, "My dear Lord Krishna, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves, their homes remain prisons, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles." From the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 36th verse. As we visit these homes and apartments and knock upon their doors, the residents open up to see what we want, and they quickly learn that we want them to take your books into their homes. And when a fortunate householder accepts and places your books inside, his or her home becomes sanctified. In the Skanda Purana, there is this statement. A person who is constantly engaged in reading literature enunciating the cultivation of Vaishnava devotional service is always glorious in human society. And certainly, Lord Krishna becomes pleased with him. A person who very carefully keeps such literature at home and offers respectful obeisances to it, becomes freed from all sinful reactions, and ultimately becomes worshipable by the demigods. That was a quotation from the Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 2. Despite the many benefits of accepting your books, some people hesitate. When we present your books, people sometimes say, "No time, no space." We take this as a metaphor for the conditioned souls who are so full of material desires that they have no space in their hearts to accommodate Krishna or even a moment to remember him. You wrote about this same phenomenon when you personally distributed your Back to Godhead magazine in India before coming to America. In one article entitled "No Time, A Chronic Disease of the Common Man," you write, "When we approach some gentleman and request him to become a reader of Back to Godhead, sometimes we hear the reply, 'No time.' While introducing your books, as we remember how you heard the same mantra, 'No time,' we feel close to you. But we are never discouraged by these 'No times,' because we know that each one brings us closer to that fortunate soul who will accept your books and receive Krishna's special favor. regarding this special favor in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an elevated Vaishnav named Gunaraj Khan from Kulina Gram wrote a book in simple Bengali prose entitled Krishna Vijay, in which he glorifies Krishna. Although the author's verses did not technically meet high poetical standards, because the book contained expressions of pure devotion to Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted it as sublime. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, charmed by the scent of pure devotion emanating from Gunaraj Khan's book, said the following: Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. By these words from the book Krishna Vijay, I have been sold into the hands of the descendants of Gunaraj Khan. That's from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya, 1599. What's more, while addressing the residents of Kulina Gram, the descendants of Gunaraj Khan, Lord Chaitanya added, to say nothing of you, even a dog living in your village is very dear to me. What then to speak of others? In other words, because Gunaraj Khan, a native of Kulina Gram, had expressed sentiments of pure devotion in his book, Lord Chaitanya blessed not only him, but also his descendants, and anyone else who lived in Kulina Gram, even the dogs. Pure devotion is uniquely fragrant, and that fragrance is so appealing that it attracts even Krishna, who is known to be completely self-satisfied. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this. Quote, as the chariot of air carries an aroma from its source and immediately catches the sense of smell, similarly, one who constantly engages in devotional service in Krishna consciousness can catch the Supreme Soul, who is equally present everywhere. From Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 29th Chapter, 20th Verse. What to speak of attracting the Supreme Lord, the sweet scent of devotion coming from the mouth of a pure devotee, when he or she speaks, compels and transforms ordinary living entities. Prithu Maharaj verifies this as follows. My dear Lord, you are glorified by the selected verses uttered by great personalities. Such glorification of your lotus feet is like saffron particles. When the transcendental vibration from the mouths of great devotees carries the aroma of the saffron dust of your lotus feet, the forgetful living entity gradually remembers his eternal relationship with you. Devotees thus gradually come to the right conclusion about the value of life. My dear Lord, I therefore do not need any other benediction but the opportunity to hear from the mouth of your pure devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam 4:20-25. Srila Prabhupada, your books contain the concentrated fragrance of your pure devotion to Lord Krishna. And that fragrance is spreading throughout the world, attracting the spiritual senses of living entities on every continent. Chanakya Pandit says that the aroma of one extraordinary flower can refresh a whole forest. In the same way, the scent of pure devotion emanating from the heart of a pure devotee can reform the entire world. Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Dhruva Maharaj, as he practiced Ashtanga Yoga, suspended his breathing, thus stopping the breathing of everyone in the universe, including the demigods. In your purport to this verse, you write, this example of Dhruva Maharaj closing the holes of his personal body and thereby closing the breathing holes of the total universe clearly indicates that a devotee, by his personal devotional service, can influence all the people of the whole world to become devotees of the Lord. If there is only one pure devotee in pure Krishna consciousness, he can change the total consciousness of the world into Krishna consciousness. This is not very difficult to understand if we study the behavior of Dhruva Maharaj from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.8.80. By your influence, Srila Prabhupada, this year not only did ISV move into a beautiful new temple, but the devotees here also deepened their practice of hearing and chanting, improved the standards of deity worship, and expanded their various preaching programs, and many have taken initiation vows. We thank you for bringing us the fragrance of pure devotional service and pray that you continue to empower us to help you spread it throughout the world. Your eternal servants at ISKCON of Silicon Valley, California, USA. Hare Krishna.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.